Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
even shy, singing the words you cannot say. It's a poem I wrote. She put the music. Thank you, Bridget. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where we pretend. It is Saturday, Saturday. We are part of, this is ATOV Radio, Wonderland Productions, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. We are a group inside the allpoetry.com, biggest poetry site on the planet. It's free to join. Find us in the groups, ATOV, A Team of Voices. Knock on the door, Deborah Lee will let you in. It's free to join. We share our work on Blog Talk Radio. We follow along on our chat line of our group, El Poetry, so it works out. Comment on everybody's work. Let's be a part. If you want to be a part, you can call in 646-668-2837. That's 1-646-668-2837. It's Saturday, Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the evening. With me is AP Taylor from Down Under. Hi, AP.
Hey, Hatter, and we've got Stephen with us as well, and Deb.
Okay, yeah, and Deborah Lee, she does all the heavy work in the back so we can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, Deb.
Hey, hey.
And Steven76, welcome, my friend.
How's it
How
going?
How are you tonight? So tonight's prompt was Secret Room. Any way you want to take it?
Inspired you. Does everybody have trouble, have an easy write?
Yep.
AP, so okay, easy to write. We've been postponing this for a couple of weeks. So.
I thought Secret Room's a good prompt, Tatter. I thought it was a pretty straightforward one, so no work for me.
Yeah. All right.
I should say hello, Chaos, as well, to who's out there on the boards. So hi, Purple Chaos.
Hey, Chaos, Purple Chaos, my friend. Steven's usually in a rush, so let's put him on the board. Let's get over to it.
Done so, Hatter. Sitting there ready to roll.
Okay.
Wait Great for you, Steven.
Anytime you're ready, Steven.
Actually, we're still there. Right. We got to drive home, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to read for you, and then I'm going to have to hit the road. This is actually an old one. I had a family member that works at cemeteries. He's actually a grave digger. And there are little buildings in cemeteries here and there, and a lot of people don't know what they're for, and that's what this poem is about. And I call this Unsuspecting Roommates. Together they wait so quietly for what they do not know, but here they lay in the morning chill and listen to winter wind blow. They were brought without permission, nor forced against their will, although the gusts caused trees to creak. They lie there very still, waiting for what could seem so long. For them, it's just a moment, for time has lost its meaning here, no timepiece to torment, no heat inside this little room. Perhaps that's why they're huddled, and the freezing air comes through the door, although the cracks are subtle. But to the cold they are immune, no virus can fill their heads, stacked like cordwood in this vault, these bodies of the dead. End poem.
Wow. It's the fact of life. When the ground is frozen, people that pass away in the wintertime have to wait. Wow.
Yep.
What do you think, AP?
Hey, I really like that. I guess it makes logical sense, but I'd never thought about it before in terms of it's snowing and it's, you know, you can't get anything in the ground, and I guess you've got to do something, and there you go. You have these sort of crypts, I guess, better word, sort of stone crypts, and they look wonderful. Stephen, I love the stonework, and I love everything about that thing, and I really like the ride. I as I said, I've never thought about it before, and it's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it got brought up a while ago at another show. I hadn't thought about that either. Of course, I've never lived in the snow, the freezing cold. Deborah, what'd you think?
Well, you can color me blown away because, like, I we do have snow, and I just had no idea. And the thought of it kind of breaks my heart. Damn, Stephen, I'm floored. The poem's great, the rhyme's awesome, but I had no clue, and I'm a little bit freaked out right now. And it totally gives a different meaning to unsuspecting roommates. Like, wow.
Yeah, I wonder how that goes in the spring.
Not so well.
In order or alphabetically or
top to bottom, I assume. But, oh my word!
Yeah, we're on top.
Shit.
What do they tell the people? Like, do the families know that they got put in there?
Well, this
they
don't need it anymore because now they have the backhoes that can break through the frozen ground. This is back before the backhoe.
Okay, but still, wow. So you lose somebody back then in the cold, and man, what a sad, spooky thought. Really,
yeah, right.
Something every day.
So, Stephen, you want to tell us what's going on this week on your Poetic Slice of Life? Did I say it right? Poetic Slice of Life?
Yes, you did. You did it perfectly.
Ha-ha, got it.
Well, Wednesday is the Poetic Inklings, and it will be our visit with our Artist of the Year, Lisa Esato. Kay found, I think, 10 more pictures, paintings from the artist to write to. Some of them very dark, some of them very cheerful. They're all very cool, though. Check them out over there at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. And then Thursday is Storyboards with Sky Darkholm at 8 p.m. Eastern. And she's going to do another Star Wars that had to be held over due to some issues. And she's going to be doing Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Quote rights, character rights, scene rights, movie rights. Come on, Geek Out with Sky, 8 p.m. on Thursday. That's all we got.
All right. And back to Star Wars. Well, cool.
Love that.
Well, thank you, Steven, for showing up. You're welcome to stay as long as you can.
He's going to drive home to say hi to Kay.
Yep. Take care, everybody.
Hi to Kay. All righty. Let's see. Boom. Get back to Steven. Let's see. Welcome, Steven. Hey, P, you want to put yours up, or you want to?
Yeah. I'll put mine up. I only finished it this morning, so Dunny sort of went in late. So, and I should say, too, a little bit of Australianism here, Hatter. A durry is a cigarette. D-H-U-R-R-I-E is a cigarette. So while that, just so that you know that, there's a secret we miss, and it goes a little bit like this. Is there a secret room where you gather those knickknacks and missing things? Of incidentals past your memory lather, those few items lost by memory stings. Where missing socks do end up around and bottle openers with the gold coins. Upon a silence left over worn ground, jerseys or books misplaced space joins. Of sharpness to lost coloured magnets, the cutlery set always missing a few pieces. Then the crockery is no longer now a set, but nowhere can I find woolen fleeces. Still, that secret room doesn't hold my soul. These all are but trinkets not worth worry. Far more of a concern if secret my goal. Rooms of trinkets burn slow as a durry. Ken Pong.
That's very good. It's sort of a room left for the memories, huh? Little trinkets, little...
Yeah, all the missing bits and bobs, you know. Like, I actually was sitting back last night because I've been wearing, you know, the boot for years, and I've got no less than about 30 pairs of socks that I can't match up. And I had, like, all these socks over my bed trying to put them all together, and it's like the secret room is where all my missing socks are. God knows where it is.
I just wear a mismatched. Yeah.
No. So, there you go.
So, Deb and I were looking at the Canadian fires earlier. I didn't realize
yes.
how close to Lady A the fires are.
Oh, they look like they're all over the place up there, Paddo. Obviously they're huge, because otherwise the smoke wouldn't be, you know, covering, what, 19 states or something like that. Thing ridiculous.
Wow. Drift smoke from hell, huh?
Oh, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Okay. That's chaos.
Oh! It is. We've got a visitor, Adam.
You see where the bottles were. Hi, Chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
How are you, Chaos?
She's there. I heard her giggle.
Hello.
She is there. I have a giggle as well.
I am here.
Yeah, it's distinctive. Distinctively chaos.
I'm going to...
What's that?
I'm going to go ahead and put mine up so there's not a big audience because mine's not very good. I mean, I struggled.
Hold on a minute. I want to say something about EVs, other than how really cool it was. In the part where you were talking about the socks there, once upon a time on one of the shows, I actually answered the question as to where all the missing socks went, but now I have some stuff I can't find around here, too, and I'm going to have to see if there's maybe a secret room in here because, hey, some of my stuff might be there. Those socks. Sweet Pea's dog, the dear, amazing hero, Amadeus, has a sock fetish.
Yes.
And he seems to manage to take one of these and one of those. So I had wrote a poem about how all the missing socks were hidden somewhere by Amadeus. But just a little side note. But, yeah, AP, this is really cool because there's these things that we miss and – you go looking for something, and you feel like, I know it was there, and who knew there was there was a secret room? So,
it's missing
cool
room, little. It's my only explanation. Anyway, there you go. If I can only find that bloody sock, I've got a whole drawer full of them. Anyway.
Tell them you got another pair just like it at home. Somebody said
sure.
A bunch of socks.
Who knew?
So, Miss Chaos, how are you this evening?
This is the second time I've called back, and I'm still having a terrible time hearing.
Yeah, that's not good. Log Talk does that sometimes.
Yeah.
I could hear you read, but now it's like kind of echoey, weirdness.
I'm echoing. I'm echoing. Well, I'm going to get mine out of the way. Just read between the lines, my secret room. It goes like this. I learned to be unusual by a red blood moon. I taught myself to think inside a secret room. I watched the coming of the evil ones take their place among the crowds. I prayed for peace. When it was gone, I whispered it out loud. Disguised as one that cares very little, I wrote the lines in a familiar riddle. Hidden above the corner door, I learned to curse, and there I swore to hide inside without a clue. My dreams are filled with thoughts of you. I sang a song I wrote last year. I prayed someday that you might hear the voice I chose to recompose. Just read between the lines. It hides besides the tears I cry. Side the trespass signs. I hide today, no one sees what all was taken from inside of me. If tomorrow comes, it comes too soon. I will hide from it in my secret room. See what I mean?
Well, I like the concept there at the end with that couplet, especially if tomorrow comes, it comes too soon. I will hide from it in my secret room. I like the end especially, but it's a perfectly fine poem filled with cool couplets. I learned to be unusual by a red blood moon. I taught myself to think inside my secret room. So all kinds of stuff goes on in your secret room, Hatter.
All the bad things. Everything in life is free.
It was like, I mean, you got there in the end, Hatter, with the last couple of couplets, yeah? I hide today so no one sees what all was taken from inside of me. If tomorrow comes too soon, I will hide from my secret room, yeah? It gets there, but it's like, it's almost like, God, what was that film? Monsters, Inc. It's almost like Monsters, Inc., where you open a 5 different doors until you get to the door that opens the secret room. You know what I'm saying? You're sort of reaching towards the secret room. You open the door, shuts in front of you, and then you finally get to the door that opens it, and it's the right door, and you go through, and you're in it.
Yeah, I had a very elaborate. I had other elaborate verses of all the bad things, bad habits I learned in this room, but it didn't work out that way.
No, but it was like we're sort of reaching towards something, and you were reaching towards it and reaching towards it, and then, as I said, like that wonderful scene in Monsters, Inc., where all the doors come past, and they keep on opening doors, but they don't get in the right place. Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Chaos, what do you think?
Were you all talking to me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just checking because I thought I heard my name. And okay. Right here is disguised as one that cares very little. I wrote the lines in a familiar riddle. Hidden above the corner door, I learned to curse and there I swore. He has a place in my room, above the door.
Yeah.
Like, he has a secret place in total chaos above the door, and I was just like, oh, it's not hidden up there for me. And he can think he doesn't care, but I know better. I know the code to that riddle. But I was just like, I don't know. I just got caught by that little spot right there. Because like, I know where he's hiding, and I know the code to that riddle.
I sort of got lost. Sort of got lost in the middle. I did an edit, and had to use the lines I didn't like that much.
But I really liked that part. I mean, probably because almost as it's such a familiar place for me that maybe it's secret to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like anybody who has been in that room, we have secrets in that room. Everybody has a secret place in that room. Like I have a closet. You know, Faith Clown has the bathroom, and Hatter has a spot.
Corner above the door.
And his is above the door. And it was just like a little reference to his secret place in there. And I'm not sure if he meant that, but it was like I caught a little reference to a secret place that we have. We each have a secret place in there. And it was just like, oh, I know where that secret place is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the corner above the door.
Yeah. And I just really like that spot right there because it's like, and he does disguise himself sometimes as someone who doesn't care but cares very deeply. So that part just really caught me because in that room, each person has like their own personal space, and they're often strange little places that are no one would think that they that they have. Wade has a wardrobe, kind of into a evil Narnia. I'm not sure what's in that wardrobe, but there's screams and stuff coming out of there.
I remember
infinite destruction. But yeah, that's what that reminded me of.
You know, I when I read Carlos Castaneda, the Way of the Yaqui Indians with Don Juan, the books. Don Juan teaches them that every place that you rest or stay, there's a place that is your power spot where you would draw in the most energy. Carlos spends the first book struggling with trying to find his spot. But I would do something similar. I'd walk around until I felt most comfortable and
figure out how to hide that spot. And so I did. It's sort of interesting. If you keep your mind open to the ley lines or try to feel the ley lines in the earth, magnetic poles. Anyway. Let's see. Let me go back to the studio. Oh, good. Caller Steven has dropped. What was I going to say? Chaos. Did you want to put yours up?
What's that? Want to put mine up?
Yeah.
Sure. Someone will have to grab it for me, because I am going through this stupid app they've created, and you can't, like, you have to, like, copy the whole poem. You can't do a link.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's it
called, Chaos? What's the poem called?
It is called The Journey Through the Train. Journey Through...
Journey Through the Picture Frame. I've got it. It is on.
I had to remember because it was written for the original show.
Yes, I know. I'm on the board now, Chaos.
All right.
And of course, I did original artwork for it because this is y'all's show.
Course. Thank you.
Hey.
Ooh, cool.
This is Johannes Eckerstrom. He is the lead singer for Avatar. This is
cool.
A spot in a video called A Secret Door, a song called The Secret Door by Avatar. And I decided that secret rooms must have secret doors. So
that
this is inspired by that video.
Yeah, it no longer be a secret. You can see the door.
This is in that video. There are two different parts to the video. One takes place in a room, and there's a girl fighting with herself or something. I hate that part of the video. But the other part of the video is takes place inside of a picture frame, and it's
okay.
Like a continuously changing painting, and the very first thing you see inside the picture frame is him with a lantern. And this is my favorite part of the video where he starts singing. But that's where I got the inspiration for this poem. So it's called Journey Through the Picture Frame. To see with those painted eyes and say with that darkened grin that have me so enchanted, that have completely drawn me in. I'd say that you haunt me because you appear so often in my dreams, but honestly, you settle me and quiet all my screams. So with your lantern, lead the way, show me what you see. Part the darkness of the hallway to my destiny.
Haunting your dreams. You know, you get to a point where you have a dream when they don't show up, and you wonder why. Sort of get comfortable with the weirdness. Very good, Chaos. Deborah, what do you think?
Thank you.
Well, I think the poem came out awesome with those painted eyes, and to say that the darkness grin was really cool. And where you say that, I'd say you haunt me because you appear so often in my dreams, but honestly, you settle me and quiet all my screams. And you wouldn't think that, you know, a man with a painted face could settle the dreams. So I thought that was a really, really cool approach. The poem was awesome. And Chaos, in your art, I'm pretty blown away by that lantern, because the way you shaded, like especially the base of it there, it actually, you shaded it so that it looks metallic, which is pretty damn cool. Awesome art, awesome poem.
I'm sorry?
Really? Definitely. AP, what'd you think?
Yes, I really like that poem, Chaos. I like the way that you use the sort of rhythm of the verse to sort of run the poem, and I liked what was in it, but I really like the rhythm of the poem, and I love the idea of the picture frame, and I love the idea of your art showing us, you know, what you got out of that clip. So I really enjoyed it.
Oh. Yeah, very good. Very good.
Thank you. I also wanted to explain a little bit about the middle stanza. One thing people don't understand about me is that, meditation music will make me completely calm and done, like it heightens my anxiety. But I can listen to like heavy metal or whatever, and that is that's my peaceful music. So Avatar is like a Swedish metal band, and they're currently one of my obsessions, and they settle me. You know, his voice is one that will just calm me down. Might be standing behind me going, it's sleepy music. It does the same for her. You know, you can play it and it'll put her right to sleep.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So,
like mother, like child.
There you go.
Elevator music can work my last nerve too.
AP, you want to comment?
I did.
Oh, you did.
We all did. Oh, you put art in this room.
All right.
Is this oil or acrylic?
I know we got peewees, right?
It's acrylic. Isn't that awesome? It almost made me cry when I saw it the first time. Heather, you have two recordings, mine and Infinites is on there, but it doesn't have a recording, and I don't know if he knows we don't read for people on Saturdays, so that's up to you.
Oh, he didn't do a recording?
I can read for Infinite Catter if you want me to.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we'll have time. Why don't we, Deb, you can put yours on anytime you want. You want to go next or you want to go after the recordings?
You're the boss today, sir.
Well, let's do Pee-wees. Let's get Pee-wees up there.
Okay, grab it. We could go recording live. We have the four left. But there is Pee-wee.
All right. Good time. Well, my speech.
Try to hold and grasp. That's how quickly they fall away. Building block to the wall fading fast. Now exposing me to light of day. Construction started in 83. And built it up higher and stronger than anyone really thought it could be. Each course, bricks tumbling to sink. All of my animosity built with disdain. Everything I could be, even my pride, tossed into winds along with my pain. What I couldn't see was the other side. Many horrors the wall had kept out, yet there was never sun shining in. All of the years I had fled from doubts caused the foundation to wear thin. Inside my own room, my quiet space, I see the light coming into claim. The only things aborted inside this place, love never nurtured, and my shame.
Hello, Heather.
Well, mute, unmuted. Hello. Yeah. That reminded me of Gary Moore, Empty Rooms, one of his, you know who Gary Moore is, Thin Lizzy. Yeah, that's Mini Horror, The Walls had kept out. If there was never sun shining in of all the years, I fled from doubt caused the foundation to wear thin. It's an exhausting poem. It does its job. It drains you. Chaos, what do you think? Unmuted. Well, maybe she's not there. Hey, Pete, you want to go ahead and comment?
Yeah. I thought it was a really interesting juxtaposition of the music with the words of the poem. There was something almost grasping and desperate about some of the words in the poem, and the song was like it's just sort of moved along like a train carriage moved along and had its own sort of rhythm to it, and the sort of two together were really interesting combined, because you think by the music that everything was going to be okay, and you read the words, and they were sort of really, you know, seeking and grasping at something. So it was a really interesting combination, Patter.
Yeah, definitely. It's like a time. It's like a clock ticking back. Deborah, what'd you think?
Well, for one, I agree with the contrast between the beat going on in the background, which should have been, like a calming sort of thing. And then we go into the poem, and it's like, whoa, very different. But I have to say, I like the whole poem, but this one stanza here, wall of my animosity built with disdain, everything I could be, even my pride, tossed into winds along with my pain. What I couldn't see was the other side. It was a really powerful stanza. It's like, you know, especially the thought of that wall made from disdain, animosity built with disdain. Powerful piece. And again, the difference between these words, many horror the wall had kept out. You might have thought that there would be a slight, soft, bluesy type of right going on, and instead we got haunting and, sorry, chaos, but you got like a haunting chaos there. So really, really cool. Great job, Pee-wee.
Yeah, good job. Chaos, you there?
Hmm?
Like a comment?
Yep.
Please. Are you
still
muted?
Technical difficulty.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I thought this was really good with the walls building up and wearing down each time. It's really great introspective piece here.
Did a good job. Describing the room with the time pattern and everything. It sort of drained you.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good.
Right.
Well, thank you. Yes. Who else? What's the other recording we have, Deborah?
We have Jenny.
Jenny, okay. Well, we put hers up, and you can read last.
Sounds like a plan. Oh, and don't forget, AP's going to read for infinite after this recording.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Jenny the Deep.
Okie doke. We're ready. It's playing now.
sun-kissed garden through the secret door. Vibrant, silky petals kissed by the sun, glowing through the translucent French doors, leading into the secret sun-kissed garden. Each flower is growing unique and strong, becoming their own kind of beautiful. Various flowers stretch towards the sun rays, feeling the sun's warm hug on each and every leaf, soaking in the sun's light, striving to grow up tall. Lilies softly sing with the carnations. Roses and lilacs bathe in the sun's glory, releasing tantalizing pheromones. They spread love and beauty for all to enjoy. The marvelous wonder that is nature, everyone and everything has a purpose. Under the sun, connecting everyone, is the miracle that is the circle of life in the sun-kissed garden. End poem.
Yeah, the under the sun, connecting everyone, is the miracle that is the circle of life in the sun-kissed garden. Releasing tantalizing pheromones. Walk around in a world of pheromones. Go a little crazy. AP, what'd you think?
It was really interesting. Jenny writes some really interesting stuff, and I actually liked where she took the prompt here, because it was quite a different approach and quite a different way to go about it. And always a really good read. So thanks, Jenny, for supporting the show and for and as always giving us something to think about. Thank you.
Yeah. Chaos, comment. Unmuted. I think she's still there.
I think we lost her.
We might have lost her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we lost her. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Deb, come
here. Yeah, I thought she did a clever job with it. I like the approach where she tied it into the sun-kissed garden and the flowers there. And there was a very subtle nod to the song Turn, Turn, Turn in my mind in there. I think that it was really cool, soaking in the sunlight, striving to grow up tall, lilies softly sing with the carnations. It was like a little fairy tale or an enchanting piece. I thought it came out cool.
Yeah, it did. Sun-kissed garden through the secret door. Here we got their own little interpretation of secret rooms. Leads to a picture frame or a garden, a door to a garden, or where you learn your bad habits. All right. AP, you want to go ahead and read introduction?
I will. Just getting it up now. This is the secret room, and it goes a little bit like this. Deep beyond the confines of the four chambers, there lies a place cold and dim, dampened by an immeasurable blanket of tears, imprisoning, but the padded walls are comforting. Insanity is welcomed there openly, though she speaks ill of harmony. That's why joy comes to visit seldomly, and anger can't stand to see her leave. Destruction pounds against the walls, rarely getting loose before being reined back in. Happiness flew the nest long ago. No one knows if she'll ever come home. Agony and ecstasy fight consistently, but everyone knows they're really in love. Speaking of love, she's been in a wreck recently. The crash was so severe, we fear she may not make it. Self-esteem has found a hiding place. This game of hide and seek has been too long. confidence is in a midlife crisis. We've spoken, but I don't know if he'll get it together. We, amongst all these, I'm at the edge of a cliff, holding on to perseverance, hoping he doesn't fall, because both our palms are sweating and stress is beating us with a hammer. I'm not sure if I'll make it out of here alive. I'm still waiting for hope to arrive. She must have taken the wrong turn. It's probably disaster at his shenanigans again. This place is a terrible mess. I'm sorry. I've tried cleaning up, I swear. Even the path in is obscured by debris. But welcome to the secret room inside of me. End poem.
Wow. This is good. I'm not sure if I'll make it out of here alive. Waiting for hope. Deborah, what did you think? Pretty good.
I thought it was really emotional and powerful and nearly haunting. I was definitely not expecting it. I had to step away from the computer, so I can't totally say a line right this second. But, yeah, like I said, I was like, wow, more than a couple of times when I was listening to AP read for him. Again, I say very, very powerful emotions in there.
Yeah. AP, what'd you think?
I thought it was extremely well written. I mean, the perspective of using all of those different words and emotions and having them sort of, you know, act as if they're sort of friends that just happen to be stopping by who, but most of them whom are not, it worked incredibly well. And so I think word use and how he went about it was really interesting and really well done. I really liked it.
Yeah, what was that one line? Self-esteem, hiding place. Anger and ecstasy fight consistently. Everyone knows they're really in love. That's a great line.
Yeah.
Everyone knows they're in love. Yeah, if just a reminder to Infinite Destruction. Yeah, we usually will play recordings on Saturday. Don't usually read other people's, but we didn't mind doing this one. Great piece, The Secret Room. Did a good job. And I appreciate you writing for the show. And let's see. Deborah, that leaves you. We got 6 minutes.
It does, but before I read, I have a question. Do we know what's happening next week yet?
Oh,
do we know what the?
That's right.
Do we know what the? Do we know what the theme is for next, or the word is for next week, Deb?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What is it?
That's what I was just wondering.
I was trying like heck to actually get the system to upload it. You see, because I've actually got it's like a photo prompt, but of course the system is not behaving itself and, you know, not letting me do that at all. So it, the,
how about if I read
the prompt,
try to finesse it a little?
Let's do that. Let's get you to read and then I will hopefully have it sorted by the time you've finished.
Sounds like a plan. I'll put that poem up right now. Okay, there it is. My poem is called Step Into My Secret Room. And here we go. The library wall is made of faux red bricks, and the shelf holds beeswax candlesticks, filling the room in lemon lavender perfume. Good safe room. Unlock the hidden room with the hidden key on the bookcase neath the book of poetry. As the pocket door slides, just step inside to the soundproof chamber so we can hide. Slide the door on the metal track so it locks, then tap on the button on the neon jukebox. In that secret room, find no telephone line,
But if you share your secrets, I'll share mine.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul.
Secret room. JP, what do you think?
Oh, I thought it was fun, Paul. I liked the ending. If you share your secrets, I'll share mine. Very neat. A quite elegantly written, Deb, just rolled down the page quite beautifully.
Thank you very much.
Sort of a short brevity for you.
Yep. Straight to the point.
So how did you get the jukebox in on the secret room?
Well, even in my secret room, I would have to have music. No phone, so you can't bother me. And if it's soundproof, I can play the music as loud as I want. And it happened to rhyme with locks, because, of course, you know, the secret room's got to be locked until you go inside. And it was just a play on, I'll show you yours if you show me mine. Or I'll show you mine if you show me yours type of thing, you know.
Did everybody really play that as kids?
I'll show you. Hi, kids.
They heard that.
Hi, Joy.
Ah. Hi, Joy.
Nice to hear you.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that.
All right. He's had no work.
Okey-doke. So I finally managed to get that picture up that I was trying to get up. The visual prompt, because Chaos is sitting there waiting for the topic on the edge of her seat. The topic is palette, P-A-L-E-T-T-E, that being my artist palette in front of you there. The topic is palette.
Cool. And, of course, you and Hatter and Chaos are artists, so, you know, I guess I'll have to come up with something for palette.
Palette. There you go. I mean, but I think that Chaos can do something with that. I reckon she can do something with that. I'm confident she can.
That's why she's got a degree.
Yeah, no
doubt. All that.
And I'm adding that picture to the topic as we speak, right under the word palette. So, all good.
All right. Well, we made it within the hour.
I know. I was just about to say how fast it flew by.
What's going on coming up? You want to fill us in?
Sure. I just updated the board for next week. So let's see. On Monday, AP is going to sit in my chair, and we are going to listen to people read what they wrote, inspired by quotes he chose from my poems, coupled with the art that I added after he chose the quotes. I tried to come up with a couple pictures that might go with each one. So as much as I hate being in the spotlight, I really am looking forward to seeing what kind of poetry the people are inspired to write from my words. And I am looking, I believe, that Tuesday is Ms. Darkholm, and I'm trying to find her topic board. And it is... Where is that board? Here it is. Okay. And her topic is... one is a giant sea scorpion. He's a wicked-looking dude. And as always, she has a photo and a video of that. Okay, I sense a theme here. Prompt two is a giant frog. And let me tell you, he looks more like a dragon. He's huge. Also a photo and a video. And then the third one
is the disappearing act and giant salt deposits. So there are three giant prompts to pick from. And the videos that she includes are always pretty fascinating, so check them out. And I'm not sure what topic is at the moment, so we will just leave it there and say check out the topics for those too.
All right.
I'm going to say, Heather, Deb's quotes are all the way from romantic to dark to visual to straight out crazy. Like number 10 is, she wiggles and then waddles with Pep in her gate to the banyan tree to hook up with her mate. He's the boisterous bull whipping the flies with his tail, but soon men castrate him, then label him for sale. You've got to write to that. So I'm writing to that quote, of course.
Yeah, I put a really awesome picture there too. So yeah.
I know. I've gone with it. That nobody has any excuse not to write to something for Deb, because there's something for everybody. Heather?
There's even a little bit of periwinkle on that board.
There is. So, your pen's out. Get ready. We want a big show for Monday. So,
well, I was thinking of what song to go out with. Sort of looking here.
Yes.
We got, how about some Led Zeppelin?
We could do that.
Ramble on, my friend. Ramble on. Thanks everybody for participating, listening, writing for the show. Thank you all.
Love and respect.
Bye everybody.
Leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way. Sometimes I grow so tired. Ramble on, another time, another time and now.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good evening. Thanks, Deb. JP.
Hey, Heather.
Oh, see you next time.